Today's daf is Arachin daf Gimel, and we will start on the bottom of Beis Amid Beis. Just two ha'aretz. One, I just don't know the schedule over the next couple of days as I move over to my summer home. But the next couple of days might be up from the last cycle, some of the dafim, and B'Hashem, as we do in the general, hopefully the dafim will be up the day before, being that to make sure that everybody has the daf in time. Number two, also I was asked to announce that the OU Daf Yomi initiative has unveiled a new series, Jewish History in Daf Yomi, by Dr. Henry Abramson, Dean at Landers College, a noted Jewish historian. It will be 5-minute videos each, illuminating one element of Jewish history in each daf: biographies, archaeology, geographic and related information, and we hope that this will enhance the learning of Daf Yomi and serve as a tool for those leading Shirim as well. So outorah.org /Daf Yomi. One can subscribe or just look at the new initiative related to Jewish history related to the daf. Okay, so we are on Beis Mabeis. Last line. So we are in the sugyas of Hakol. Hakol, the Mishnah started off, the Perek started off with Hakol Ma'arichin. That's the name of the first Perek of Maseches Arachin. Hakol Ma'arichin, anyone can be Ma'arich, no matter who you are. As the Mishnah said, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Nashim, Avadim, everyone involved. And once we got into that, so we went into many other Hakols throughout Shas, throughout every Seder of Shas. We have Kachim, we have Hakol Somchin, and we have Hakol Memirin, and we have Arachayim and Moed. We have in the Hakol Chayavim Besukkah, as we add Hakol Chayavim Beri'iya in terms of Chagiga, Hakol Chayavim Be, we just had towards the bottom, Shofar, and now we are up to the last line, Hakol Chayavim B'Mikra Megillah. Everyone is Chayav in Mikra Megillah, and Hakol Kshir and the Grosses on Megillah. The Gemara quotes the Tosefta and the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah. First quoting the Tosefta, Hakol Chayav in Mikra Megillah, the Tosefta in the beginning of Megillah, and then Hakol Kshir and the Grosses on Megillah. What's the difference? What is the, what is that meant to teach me, that everyone is Chayav to read the Megillah? Don't we know? Everybody is Chayav. So the Gemara says, my la suyeh, nashim. Ugut Rabbi Shua ben Levi is to include women, as Rabbi Shua ben Levi says. Dabar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, nashim chayavos b'mikra megillah, sha'afi na'ibos o'anes. Right, women are obligated to mikra megillah, as the Gemara says, in three different places, because they were included in the miracle, as the Gemara says, is by Neiros Chanukah, and by mikra megillah, and by Dalet Kosos. Those are the three mitzvos that women are obligated in, even though they are zman gramas, they are time-bound mitzvos, but they are included because of the principle of af heinoi boso anes. Much to talk about. First, just what do the words mean? So the machlokas doesn't appear here as clearly and as mefurish as it appears elsewhere in Psachim and elsewhere. What does it mean af heinoi boso anes? Machlokas Rishonim. Rashbam in Psachim daf kuf ches amid beis. What does it mean that da'amar b'maseches sota bischar nashim tzidkaniyos shahaya boso adar nigalu v'chein gabi mikra megillah amar hachi mishum dal yidei Esther have v'chein gabi Chanukah b'maseches Shabbos lashon moreinu halevi. The Rashbam quotes his Rebbe, and Rashi says that too, that afinu boso anes means that women were the protagonists. Women were the one that brought the nes. Not just that they are included in the Nes, but they brought the Nes. And Tosfos there in Maseches Psachim says that doesn't sound like that from the words. Af, mashma she'en an ikar. Af hein ayo sounds like they're also included. Not that they are the main ones that brought the Nes. Va'od de Birushalmi garis, she'af hein hayu boso safik. The gears of the Yerushalmi is that they were also included in the suffix. What does that mean? Mashba ba'osa sakana de lahashbid laharugul abed. Meaning they were included in the danger as the males. So that's why machlokas Rishonim, does afinoi means they were the ones that caused the nace, or they were the ones that were also included in the miracle. This machlokas might have relevance to the Chakira of the Achronim. It's quoted as the Chakira of the Brisker Rav, as one of the ones, but it's said right here, Arachan Daf Gimel. We don't have the Grizz on the other Moed Mesechtas, right? Because in Bris they learn Kachin. But we have the Grizz right here on Daf Gimel and Arachin. He has the Chakira. What does Afed Oyeboso Anes mean? Does that mean that the women are included, but they have a separate type of Chiv? Or they're included and therefore they have the same chiyuv as men, right? One might discuss, right, what we have somewhat, again, it's not the exact same thing, but it could be similar to the sugya that Tosfos discusses in the first parak of Beitza, of a hadre li surakama, We mentioned that in the past, right? Where we have step A, there's a chiyuv. Step B, there's a patur. And then step C creates a chiyuv. Is that chiyuv going back to the original chiyuv, or is it creating a new chiyuv? Right? We have that. The Ketosis discusses by heter ochal nefesh. There's a heter of ochal nefesh. There's an isser of cooking. Then there's a heter of ochal nefesh. Then there's another isser. There's a limitation on the ochal nefesh. Does that go back to the original isser of cooking, or is it something new? Or psuli hamukdashim. There's an isser of karbanos, of usage of karbanos, and then there's a heter of pidyon, and then there's still an isser of giza v'avoda. So is that something new, or is that the original isser of hishtabshus? So here too, even though this is on a drabanan level, as we'll see, right, there's a chiyuv of mitzvos, and then there's a patur of zman grama, and then there's a chiyuv of afen oibos oanes. So is that putting that back in? Is that just removing the patur? That's the question of the Brisker Rav. Yesh lehistapik. Ha'im apirish dimitam zeh lekabuhu patur at the mitzvah aseish zman grama. There's no patur. Didin zeh the mitzvah aseish zman grama shayach afen mitzvah drabanan. Umemela nichlalu b'chiyuv at the kriyas ha-megillah hadno rabban ashim. Right? Is it just removing the patur, and therefore they're included in the same chiyuv as men? Nafgamina, Eved Kenani, says the Brisker Rav. And Eved Kenani, right, we see Chayim. If it's a special din of women, so then Eved Kenani is not included. They're not included in Afen Oibos Oanes. But if it's just removing the Ptur, so they learn out from women the Ptur. But if there is no Ptur by this mitzvah, then even Avadim are chayiv. Im nashim nechlu b'chiv at the kriyas ha-megillah, hanamar la-nashim, im kein gam avadim b'meila chayavim, v'lekabu b'tur at zman grama. Aval im be'emes gam ata ikabu b'tur at the mitzvah at zman grama. V'raktu din chiv miyuchad la-nashim, mitam da afen oibos oanes, im kein harihu din chiv miyuchad lahem, and avadim would not be included. Maybe this relates to the machlokes that we just saw about what the yisod means. Meaning, were women also included in the safek, in the sakana, that they're exactly the same as men? That's the principle of afhein hayu. But, you don't have to say this, but you can. Or do we say that women played a special role? If women played a special role, so maybe the chiyuv reflects that. And the chiyuv is something different and unique. It also might relate to the question of the Rishonim of what about other mitzvos related to afhein hayu boso anes? So for example, the mitzvah of sukkah. The Rishonim ask in Megillah and in Psachim. I have Psachim open. I'll read it from here. V'hadam rina d'pturas b'sukkah. Why do we say afay doy boso anes? Kipa sukkos oshatis b'nei Yisrael. So why do we say they're chayev in the mitzvah of sukkah because of afay doy boso anes? So Tosis quotes that principle only applies. Our principle only applies by mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Right, by the Dalet Kosos and Megillah and Chanukah, afaynayu is only strong enough to get you into a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Kipa sukkos oshati hasam ba'asei daraisa. Avol barba kosas drabanan tignu gam lanashim kiva chayi boso anes. That's Tosfos in Megillah, Tosfos in Sukkah. Tosfos in Megillah gives them a different daya, right? Tesvav. But the fact that there's another daya means that conceptually maybe it could have applied to Mrs. Daraisa, but for a different reason they're excluded from Sukkah. Some say that maybe it only applies to where there's an imminent danger. It's an imminent danger. The Haman wanted to destroy them. In Chanukah they were about to totally be assimilated, and Mitzrayim, another second, would have stayed there. Sukkah was an ongoing protection. Ongoing protection. Maybe that's a different. You don't apply the principle of Afen Hayu where there's an ongoing protection. Unless you say, as some of the Achronim say, there was an imminent danger. If Hashem wouldn't have had the Anane HaKavid, there would have been danger right then. And the snakes and the scorpions and the dangers of the desert would have come. So it is the same. Okay, but that's the discussion of Sukkah, one of the mitzvahs that are described. Another mitzvah that is discussed by the Rishonim is Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah. Are women obligated in Lechem Mishnah because of Afen Oibos Oanes and the Nase of the Mon? So this is the Ran. The Ran in, and others, the Rush also, I think, the Ran in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, is quoted here, Mem Dalet Amid Aleph in the Daf Harif. The Ran quotes Rabbeinu Tam as saying that women should be obligated in Shalosh Su'udos and Lechem Mishnah. That's what the Ran calls Rabbeinu Tam is saying. They're included in Lechem Mishnah, they're included in Shalosh Shudas. V'yein Sarach, the Ran says, I don't think you need to say such a chiddush. Why? Shebechom Aisa Shabbos is V'yishavin. Kiddi Alfinan, the Ran says, men and women are obligated in everything related to Shabbos. You don't need a special limit of Afen Hayu. You know that from Brachas Daf Chaf. Brachas Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says that women are obligated in Kiddush. Zachar v'shamar, because yeshda b'shmir, yeshda b'schir, it says the Ram, that's not only in Kiddush, that's it. All mitzvahs of Shabbos. So b'chal zav, v'koch yivei Shabbos. Rabbi Natam obviously feels otherwise, that Gemara and Brachas Dav Chav is only Kiddush, and you would need a makar for every other aspect of Shabbos to include women. So that's why Rabbi Natam includes Lechem Mishnah, and Shalashudos in Afhin Hoyu Ba'oso Hanes, unlike the Ran, who says you don't have to do that. Havdalah is a machlokas rishonim, because that has to do with Shabbos, but it's not on Shabbos. So is that a mitzvah of Shabbat that's included? Machlokas Rishonim, when the women are obligated in Havdalah, and that's why the minhag is, if possible, for a man to make Havdalah for a woman. There is an unusual tshuva of Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo. Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo, he writes there, he discusses in tshuva Kuf Yudalid, why is it that women are not makbid about Lechem Mishnah? I guess in the days of 200 years ago, right, they weren't obligated, they weren't knowing a Lechem Mishnah, right? Why is that? Why don't women eat Lechem Mishnah? V'yein lomar, da'azachar motziyam b'shalom, and don't tell me the man is motzi them. Im kein lo yivarchu berchaz ha-motzi gam kein. V'zigarm lo l'masharah b'rig megadim, b'shem Abu Dram, d'gam nashim chayavim b'lechem Mishnah, b'kach ta'afinoy bosu anes. And he quotes the Abu Dram, exactly what Rabbi Natam says also, afinoyu. Therefore, why aren't women nohag to do Lechem Mishnah? And Rav Shlomo Kluger has a very unusual tshuva. He basically says, first of all, he says the yesod that we mentioned, maybe Afeinayu shouldn't apply in this context. Bishlam Agabe Dalad Kosos Megillah to Ikra Mitzvah Havli Zakar and Vodal and Nes Atzmo. The Ikra, the essence of the mitzvah, is Nes. Lachin Shayach Lomar to Afeinayu Boso Anes. Ava Lechem Mishnah Atu Havi Zela Hoda'a Al Nes Haman Zeino. Rak Ze Havi Zikaron Al Mashiach Rabbi Yom HaShishi. Meaning he says what others, other Achronim also, they say this in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that Afein Hoyu only applies by mitzvos, that their essence is Persume Nisa. And that would explain Sukkah, and that would explain the other cases also. Persume Nisa, right? And how do you know a mitzvah that's Persume Nisa? If it has a special bracha. So Chanukah and Megillah have a bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, and Dalakosas have a bracha of Asher Ga'alanu related to it. So maybe there are mitzvahs that remind us of Nisim. But is that essence of the mitzvah? Why would Chazal only make these? No, Ed, why would the Torah or Chazal only make these as the essence of the mitzvah? Okay, that's a kasha. But we're just describing right now. So maybe only a mitzvah that b'mahuto is persume nisa. Do we say afenoy bosu anes? But when it comes to other mitzvahs that remind us of nisa, maybe not. So if Shlomo Kluger says maybe that's why afenoy is not relevant here. But he says also, maybe Rabbi Natan is right, that Zachar v'Shamar should only apply, the Gemara Brachos Dav Chav should only apply to Kiddush, and not to others. So Rav Shlomo Kluger says, because there's a problem with each of the Shitos, so that is why it's possible for women not to be knowing Lechem Mishnah, because each one has a problem. Each one has a problem. Which, on the bottom of the footnotes here, it says, how can you say that? Rav Adi Yosef writes, and Yechav Adas, Dal Chavei, everybody agrees you're Chayim. The Machlokas is the reason. You can't say, oh, each reason has a problem, and therefore that's why they're not knowing to do it. Everybody says you're Chayim to do it. It's very mechudash to say. On the bottom, okay, he quotes the problem with each of the Shitos. But to say that that's why they're not obligated at all, that's a big Kiddush. He writes in the bottom here, and the Achronim wonder about it. Okay, a big sugyo, Afein Hoyu, a fun sugyo, but the Gemara brings it in here, talking about the Hakol Chayavin related to Megillah. Next, Hakol Chayavin Bezimun, third line. Everyone is obligated in Zimun, in the bracha of Zimun, that we say before we bench. The whole perek, seventh perek in brachas, talks all about the mitzvah of Zimun. Lasuye mai, lasuye nashim avadim. Women and avadim are also included in Zimun. Ditanya, nashim mizamnos la'atzman, v'avadim mizamnin la'atzman. Women and avadim aren't mizamin with men, but they are mizamin themselves. That's what chayavin bezimun includes. And also a kol mitzarfin lezimun. Everyone it can be combined. Maybe they won't lead, but they could also combine to take part in the zimun. Lasuye mai lasuye katan adi elamim mevarchin. A child who understands and knows who they are giving a bracha to. Damar Rav Nachman, Yodei Lemi Mavarchin, Mizamnin Alav. So we have Chiyuv Zimun and Mitztaref Lezimun. So Tosfos here discusses the big sugya of women in Zimun. Tosfos, Mizamnos La'atzman, Shalom. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mention. I apologize. To go back, just related to what we said before about women having the same chiyuv or not, so you have the Bahag against other Rishonim. It's quoted in Tosfos here too. The Bahag says women are obligated in the midst of hearing the Megillah, but not saying the Megillah. Well, all the Rishonim say, no, the Chiv Mikra Megillah, that's the Brisker Rav, about whether women have the same obligation or not. But that's a big nafkamina. Could women be motzi a man in any of these mitzvahs? Or Mikra Megillah? Right, according to the Bahag, no, because women have a different mitzvah. Right, according to others, Baker did, it may be okay. So that's the Tosfos mentions that Bahag is, again. Okay, back to what we were talking about. Mizamnos La'atzman. So, women are included in Zimun, right, Tosfos, Shalosh Nashim, V'chein Shlosha Avadim. Right, Avadim and Anashim could have their own Zimun. Avashtei Nashim, Eim, Mistarfin, Eim, Anashim, Lefi Sheish, Banashim, Sheim, Banashim, Ubavadim, Sheim, Anashim, Omros, Bris, Vavadim, Eino, Mimal, Eretz, and Chatal Avoseinu. As the Gemara says in Brachas, that there's differences between men and the women in benching. Right, remember, Zimun in the days of old meant not only are they Mizamein, but one person makes the Birchas Hamazon for everyone, and everybody just says Amen. So women, there's a suffix about they didn't get Eretz Chemda, which you have to mention in benching and Bris Milah and Torah. So that is why they're not involved. V'tzarech lomar derishus hu l'nashim l'zamein av chiyuv aleka. Tosfos holds it's a rishus, not a chiyuv. That is shitas Tosfos v'teida, and Tosfos proves that. V'alzeh samchu nashim shalanu she'im mizamnos. And that's the minhag, says Tosfos, in the days of Baalei HaTosfos, 800 years ago, that women did not do Zimun. It's a Rishus. That's the Shita of Tosfos. This is a Machlokas Rishonim. Others say, no, the Gemara says, Mizamnos. Mizamnos doesn't sound like Rishus, right? Sounds like it's a mitzvah. Where does it say there's a Rishus? Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Tzadi Tes Zayin. Shulchan Aruch says, here in Hilchos Berachas Hamazon, Nashim Mizamnos La'atzman Rishus. Rather, Shulchan Aruch paskins like this Tosfos. Avo kisha ochlos im ha'nashim chayavos. If they're eating alone, it's ironic. If women are eating alone, then they have rishus. If they're eating with men, then they have a chiyuv to participate in the zimun with the men, meaning to answer. And they're yotze with the zimun of the men. Even if they might not understand, right, in the days of old, women weren't literate, they still could be yotze. But again, that's Baalei HaTosfos. The Vilna Gaon paskens like the other Rishonim. The Vilna Gaon says, no, there's a chiyuv. The Bir Alacha here quotes the Gra. V'das haGra b'Biuro she'iker karash v'tamid yirmeni Yona she'nasav zamnos la'atzman chov acha olam lo nagu kein. But the minag olam is not so. The minag olam is like Tosfos, that they can if they want, but there is no chiyuv. And again, that's a big discussion lemaisa about women and zimun. Again, there are halat. Meikra din, it seems like, we go like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, like Baalei HaTosfos, it's a rishus. So once it's a rishus, then there might be other factors that are involved. Not just per se what one should do, whether what's the lechatchila or what's not. So that's a discussion. Right? In terms of Zimun also, the Mefarshim, the poskim on this halach, on this simin, and Kuf Sadi Tes talk about, what, is there any a case where I can be part of a Zimun and not take part in the Zimun? Right, it says Hakol Chayevim Bezimun. What if I go to a wedding and I don't want to stay till the very end? So am I allowed to wash? Am I allowed to be mistarev? So that's the tshuva of Ramosha that many rely on. As long as one has in mind at the time that you are mistarev, that you're not going to be right part of it, which is a little tricky because you want to be mistarev to the Sudas Mitzvah because you want to be Mesameachas and Mekala. And you want to have your cake and eat it too. You want to, not probably exactly the opposite of that because you're not going to wait for dessert. But again, you want to be able to take part and get the mitzvah, but just not stay till benching because it goes till very late. So that's the kula of Moshe that many rely on. Especially it's understood that people, that's weddings are so late and therefore they could have that. Again, one might be able to have a smaller zimun, But again, our minhag is not to say anything more than what we do for 10, even though the Mishnayos and Brachas talk about how many do you say for 100, how many do you say for more, but that is what the minhag olam is. If you look at the Piskei Tshuvos here, Bekerav Rabim V'Tovim, Lo Matzino She'yakpidu V'Yidaktiku Al Kach, Upamim She'Anashim Ozvim Misi Basan, V'Hochin Ligmar Sudasan Yitzar Boseyan, or the opposite, or they leave their Suda, or Hochin L'Sivchas Nisuin, and they, you know, they wouldn't stay till the end. Okay, this is the minhag of some. That's in terms of the first part. The mitztaref is a machlokes. This already is a difference between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says that what does Hakol Mitztaref and Lezimun include? Includes a katan. Includes a katan, being part of the Zimun. So that's, if you look in the also, that same simon, to Si'ifim later. Kuf Tzadi Tez Yud. Katan shehigia laonas hapeutos v'yodei alamim avarchin mizamnin alav umitztarif bein l'shlosha bein l'asara. Shulchan Aruch says ketanim can be part of a zimun, and that is the minhag of many svardim to include ketanim in the zimun. They could take part in it, right? They have to know. They have to be at least 9. What's peutos? 9 years old, 10 years old. You know, if they're younger but they're charif, then also, so that would work. But the Rama says v'yishomer the minhag of Ashkenazim v'yishomer de'ein mitzarfin oso klal achiyeh ben shloshes reishana. Right, 13 years old. The oz machzakidan le kagadol shehevish de Cyrus v'chein noagin ve'ein lashanos the minhag of the Ashkenazim. The Rama quotes. Is not until they're gadol. The Mishnah Brura v'chalelu adeos who rakli in siruf shehe mitztaref l'shloshav alasara. The only issue is siruf. Why? For zimun, because that's a mitzvah derabanan. Zimun is a derabanan. Yes, it's based on the I think the Gemara quotes a couple of psukim at the beginning of Misha Achlu kishem Hashem ekra gadul Hashem itid ramash mayachtav. But that doesn't make it a mitzvah daraisa. Pashas is a drabbanan, and that's why women, ketanim can be. Aval shehu amizamein v'yotzi yachir bebrechas amazan. But if he to be the mizamein and for it to be motzi others bebrechas amazan, that's a din daraisa, and that we don't rely on chazaka deraba. We don't rely on this is even less than chazaka deraba, right? We need shanim and simanim, but this you don't have. Ein motzi hashiyah being yudigam b'shanav yamechad v'yadu hashevish esayrus shebrechas amazanu min haTorah b'shal Torah ein sof chazaka zu demistama hevi. Good, so that is the discussion of Zimun, the two parts of Zimun that we have here. But again, Machlokes, Paliya Tosfos, and the Rush, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gra, about Nashim Rishus, or Chova. Good, we continue. Hakol Mitamin Beziva. Next discussion, every the Mishnah in Zavin, right? Anybody can be Mitamin Beziva, Lasu Yemai. Zav, as we know, one of the avos atumos, one of the mechusrei kapara, if they're right, a zav, full zav, shivanikiyim, hakol mitamim beziva, lasuye mai, lasuye tinok ben yomo, to include even a 1 day old. Even a 1 day old can be mitame beziva. Tatanya ish, matam alamar ish, larabos tinok ben yomechad, shemitame beziva, divre Yehuda, even a 1 day old. Rabbi Shmuel Bedosha, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, eino tzarech. You don't need that limud. Harehu Omer Vazov es Zovo Lazachar Velana Keva, and we darshin Lazachar Kolshu Zachar Ben Katan Ben Gadol Lana Keva Kolshu Nekeva Ben Ktana Ben Gadola. Right, that includes any Imke Matam Alomer Ish Dibra Torah Kolashu Bnei Adam. So Aziva is also included. Again, these dafim are just. Now, there's so much there. Just, you know, talk about 15 different Shas topics. Zav, as we know, is one of the, as we just mentioned, Mechusrei Kaparo. We mentioned often the Rambam in the Mitzvah, Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam discusses why Zava, the Mechusrei Kaparo, the Mishnah says in Maseches Krisus, are Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzora. And the Rambam discusses, why does Chazal say that? Meaning, why do you separate the Zav and the Zava, but you don't separate the Mitzora and the Mitzoras? Right? The phrase of Chazal for the Mechusrei Kapara are 4. Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzora. And some Tanoim, I think Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, includes a Ger. A Ger also might be a Mechusrei Kapara. But Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzora. Why are the males and the females separated there? So the Rambam says, that tipped me off to count them as separate mitzvos. The karbanos of a zav and a zava are separate mitzvahs. The Rambam paskins by a mitzora. They're not. Why? Because even though, let's say for karban chatas, you don't count every avera separately. That's machayev chatas in terms of the karban element. But zav and zava, you do count separately. Why? Because there's different rules of how you become a zav, how you become a zava. Days versus times versus you look for excuses. Right? The Mishnayos and Zavin discuss differences between a man and a woman in terms of ziva. Not the same. And because of that, there's different machayev for the reality and for the status of Zav and Zava. That's why we count it separately. Mitzora and Mitzaras are the same. How do you become Mitzora? There aren't different rules for a male and a female. How do you become, you have a Tzaras spot, it's the same for men and women. And therefore, says the Rambam, I count it as one versus the Zav and the Zava, I count it separately as two. And again, if we assume Sefer Mitzvos reflect different essences, right, conceptual nuggets that we could take out, right, the Rishonim, and this is a pointed out by many, the Rishonim spent a lot of time figuring out the 613 mitzvos. Right, sometimes one might ask, L'may nafka mida, whether it's a mitzvah or not. It's a halacha. How many mitzvahs are these? How many in the 613? Is this counted as one mitzvah, two mitzvah? Hafrasha Shruma, the Hafrasha and the Nesina. Is it one mitzvah, two mitzvahs? I have to do the Hafrasha, I have to do the Nesina. What's the difference? The difference is Torah. The difference is conceptual analysis and the appreciation of the Dvar Hashem. Right? So here too, you know, how many mitzvahs are there? So Zav, Zav, Yelas Mitzora, that is something that I need to focus on. And of course, the Zav and Zava, in terms of the Tumah that they are, that's the relating to them, they're in the area of Halacha, the Rambam has of Metami Mishkov and Moshav. Right, we mentioned this recently, but again, the Rambam in his classic genius in terms of creation of categories, so he has Hilchis Metame Mishkov and Moshav. Right, there's no separate Mesechta named Metami Mishkov and Moshav. Right, there's Zavin, that's one example, but the Rambam puts together Metami Mishkov and Moshav, that's where he puts them. Four mitzvahs asay, Tumas Nida, Tumas Yoledes, Tumas Zava, and Tumas Zav. Four mitzvahs, the Rambam counts. And remember, like we said yesterday, the Rambam counts areas of halacha in the world of mitzvos, and that's what the Rambam says here in Hilchot B'tamei Mishkav Moshav, Hazav v'hazava, v'hanida v'hayoledes. Interesting, in the Koteret, he has Nida first. Nida Yoledes, Zav Zava. As if there's a progression, because that's something natural. Nida Yoledes, Zav Zava Zav. And when he talks about the halachas, hazav vahazava vahanida vayoladis kol echad me'arba'atan av me'avos atomos metame kelim b'mago metame adam b'mago ubemasa umetame mishkav u'moshav u'merkav mitachtav. That's what's unique about these avos atomos. The metame mishkav, as we know, the Torah tells us that this is one of the exceptions to the rule that the tumah doesn't go down; it goes across. If a zav sits on a chair, that chair becomes an avatoma, not a rishon. Right, unlike most other avos, an av makes a rishon, a rishon makes a sheni, etc. When it comes to zav and a zava and any of these, so they are matami mishkav u'moshav u'merkav mitachlav osos an avatoma u'matami madaf al gabav echad zava ktana ve'echad zava gedola ve'echad zava machmas atzma machmas ones ve'echad zav al shtei riyos o al shalosh tumas kulan shaveh letamei acher. And then the Rambam quotes our halacha: ketana bas yom echad matame benida. Right, when the first time, if a ketana happens to see ziva, you know, when she's one day old, or nida, one day old, metame azava, you can't be, because when a woman starts, it starts as a nida. That's considered whatever it is normal, and then zava has to be not in the normal time. So you can't have a less than a 10-day old, that's going to be metame beziva. Bashalo shanav yomechon metame ezbaala v'chulu. Katan bein yomechon metame beziva. A kata could have ziva by day one. A ketana cannot. Our Mishnah, our Gemara is talking about a zav and not a zava. Ve'echad geirim, ve'avada, ve'echad yisrael, betamid benida, u'beziva. And then talks about some of the differences between them. Good. But that's the Gemara here, that a kometam beziva, even a zav, one day old. Good. Hakol vaiter. Hakol chayit mitamin betamim eis. Tamemes, anyone can be Tamemes Lasuye, Ma Lasuye Katan, Sakala the Chamina, Ish Asher Yitma Velo Yischata, Ish in Katan Lo, Kamash Malan. Ba'am Lefan Afashos, Asher HaYusham, right, Anafashos includes everyone, Ela Ish, Lemute Mai, Lemute Katan, Mi Karis. To exclude a Katan from Karis, but he is included in the Tumah as well. And that also is the Rambam here. He discusses this in Tumas Meis, and also here in Mechusrei Kapara, in Perek Gimel, Gimel Vav. We're not going to get back into it now in terms of the Karbanos, but that is in terms of Tumas Meis of a Katan. There was a discussion here in the Rishonim. You need a special limud to exclude a Katan from Karis? What's the Havamina? Right, I would have thought the Katan is Pata from all Onshin. What do you special pasuk of ish lemute katan mikaris? Ask Tosfos. Ask the Shita b'Kubetzes. What's the havamina? Tosfos lemute. V'yesh l'tamua lamali kro lepotro. Kivud lomotzino katan enash. There's a whole machlokas we mentioned in Lamdis in the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin whether a katan's avera is considered a ma'isa avera with a p'tur onshin or not even a ma'isa avera. That's a question. That's a similar question is asked by a ma'isa avera ba'ones. Ma'isa avera b'shogeg is for sure. A ma'isa avera, yichayv a karban for shogeg, yichayv a chatas. But a ma'isa avera ba'ones or a ma'isa avera of a katan, the achronim ask, is that a ma'isa avera with a p'tur, or is it not even a ma'isa avera? My nafkamina, do they have to do tshuva when they get older, and the like. So Tosfos here asks, though, but for sure they're pater from Onshin. So v'yesh l'tamu alam ali krala potro kivud l'matzino katan enash v'chein kasha perak dalan misas. When he quotes that Gemara Sanhedrin, same issue. Ish ki yin af prat l'katan. Same problem. Miyohasam yesh l'amar demisham kalona isha yischayiv dum yedbeim anerbas. Maybe there is because somebody else is involved. Somebody else is involved, so maybe because of the embarrassment of the other person, you see this person that she did not there with, just like we would, kill the animal, that because of kalon, because of embarrassment, so maybe there would be a chiyuv, but again, that's the havamina. But says Tosas here, you don't have that havamina because it's only involving one person. V'shema itzrich, zalkadai dechamina, hol v'nisrabe letuma, yischayiv kares, kamash v'londelo. You see, they're involved some way. They're involved in the Tumas Meis. So maybe you would have thought there's a Chiv Karis too, if one walks into the Mikdash or whatever the context is. That's what you would have thought, that they're in the Parsha, they're not totally excluded, Kamash Vulan Delo, that we don't say that. So that's one answer Tosfos gives. If you look in the Shidim Kubetzes here, he quotes also the same question in Oshei, Tema Maitzarach Lemute Katam Shita Depatim Mikaris Talabar Onchenu V'Yishlama Desakadat Chamina Kiva Desrabi Linyan Tuma Desrabi Nami Linyan Onesh Tuma. Right, that's he says it a little sharper. They're included in Tuma. They're included in Onesh Tuma. But then he quotes a different reason. V'Yesh Betartzim Demiete Kra Imnitma Bikatnus V'Nichnas LaMigdash Bigadlus. Some say of course they're Potter from Onchen. But the chiddush is maybe they're part of a menonish if he became tamei when he was a katan and then he became a gadol and he went into the base of when he was a gadol. Maybe that's the chiddush that he's a potter in that case. And Tosfos, the Shimon Gubetza says, why would he be potter in that case? I don't think that's true. V'lo mistave lepotro kivud hashalaber ochedu. Who cares when he became tamei? He's doing the avera now. So why should it make a difference? V'lo gara mi gadol. The whole source of it is Bekatan? What difference should it make? The Gemara should have explicated that, if that was true. Right? Just because, every act that you do when you're a Katan is not significant? Right? The Achronim also ask, what happens if a Katan, right before it becomes a Bar Mitzvah, he eats a lot? And he becomes satiated. And then he's still satiated when he becomes a gadol. So is he chayv in betching midaraisa or midarabanan? Because when he ate, he was only chayv derabanan. There's a katan, chinuch. But now he's full daraisa. So does he have to bench midaraisa? What if he benched already? But then he was only chayv derabanan. So now he's chayv daraisa. Does he have to bench again? Right, so that's the a big discussion but again, it's similar to this type of case. So the Shimon Gubetz says that do you look at the facts that happen when you're katan? Is that not significant? So again, that's Tosfos interestingly doesn't have that daya. The Shita has those two dayas. Tosfos doesn't have that daya. Maybe it's not even havamina. Not even havamina. Of course, you're going to be chayiv. Nothing to talk about. But important Tosfos and the Shita Mukubetz says here. Good. The Rishash also discusses it here, and others, Rabbi Yosef Engel, and the Lechatov, and Klal Yudalad, but we'll continue for now. Next, Hakol Mitamin Binigoyim, Lasuye Mai, anyone could become Tamei in with Saras, Lasuye Katan, Tzakada Dachamina Ish Tzaruaksiv, Ish in Katan Lo, Kamash Malan. No, a Katan could still get Bitamei Binigoyim. They Machinami, maybe it is true. Adam ki yeh bar b'saro mikol makom. Any Adam. So katan, it might not be included with ish, but he's included in Adam. The ela ish lam. At least, why did it say ish by tzaras? Ki detanya, look at the tanya, ish. Ein li ela ish, isha minayin, kshomer, v'hatzarua, harei kan shnayim. So the extra word is including an extra category, and therefore you know there are two. Im kei matam alamar ish, le'inyin shel mata, to including the other halachas related that's mentioned later. Ish pareav for uforeim, a man grows his hair long and tears his clothing, vein isha paras uforama. She does not have that halacha of nega'im. But anyone can become tamei mishum nega'im. And again, one might say, if nega'im, we're going to learn this B'Hashem later on in the Masechta, if nega'im is an onesh, it's hard to say that it's going to apply to a katan. Right, so we mentioned, right, the Gemara talks about elsewhere in the sugya of Asi Dochalosa say, a negat saras on a foreskin and bris mila. So you have to say there's something extra, not only mishum avera, right? If a 1-day-old, if an 8-day-old could have saras, he didn't do anything wrong yet. Well, that's because of the avon of his parents. A little difficult to say that. But, again, there's saras mitam the averas. We'll see there are many averas that cause saras. And then there's saras that we have to treat like saras, even though it might not be mishum avera. But okay. But, even a 1-day-old would be included. Good. Hakol ro and esanegoim. Anyone could see the nega tsaras. Hakol ksheirin liros esanegoim. Everybody can hakol roin, hakol ksheirin liros. Lasuye mai, lasuye, shenobaki bohenu bishmosei. And even someone who's not an expert in ilcha tsaras, he could see it and paskin based on it. Right, the Rashi says the two statements that we just made were really the same thing. We have another source that says that you shouldn't see it if you're not an expert. Amaravina lokasha. It depends how non-expert you are. Ha demazri levisavar. If somebody gives you a shir in Hilchos Negaim, could you get it? Could you study it? So as long as somebody can explain it to you and you can understand it, so then fine, you're allowed to paskin. Ha demizri levisavar. But if you, even after it said to you, you can't understand anything, so then you're not shy for you to say that it is a nega. Right, the Rambam quotes this in Ilchos Tumas Saras. It's a fascinating halacha. Right, you could have the biggest Talmud Chacham, the Rashi Bahag, the Gadol Ador, who's a Yisrael, but he can't make anybody Tamei or Tahar. He goes over to a 6-year-old and tells him what he thinks, and the 6-year-old Kohen says, "Ah, Tamei Tahar, that works." Says the Rambam, Perek Tes of Ilchos Saras. Hakol mistamim ben negoim afilu katan ben yomo. That's what we just said. Anybody could become tamei, even a 1-day-old child. Va'avadim. Avalo goyim alo gertoshav. Fa'akol ksheirim liros asa negoim. V'chol negoim adam ro'eh chutz midigei atzmo. You can't just see your own negoim. Fine. Afalpi shakol ksheirim liros negoim hatumah v'atzara tzuliyah b'kohen. Even though anybody could see negoim, as our Gemara says, the status is only by a kohen. Ketzad, Kohen, She'eni Yodea Liros, if there's a Kohen who doesn't really know what to do, HaChacham Ro'ehu, the Gadol Ador, Yisrael could see, Va'omer Lo, and more Tame. Va'Kohen Omer Tame. And he could guide him, he says, say Tame, Tame. Emor Tor, Va'Kohen Omer Tor. Hesgiro, Behu Masgiro, Be Maskirim. So he's Maskir, She'nemar, Va'piyam Yekal Rivichon Negad. It goes by the mouth of the Kohen. V'yafilu Haya HaKohen, Katan, Oshote. Hachacham omer lo, v'hu machlit o maskir o poter. Wow. Right? So even a katan or a shota, says the Rambam. Again, based on earlier sources. V'amed ramamurim, v'shaya hakoen somech al divrei hachacham. Avalamaya hakoen roe, v'somech al atzmo, osel oliros nega mikol negam, ashi yirena rabo, v'yebaki b'chol negam, which we'll say him. If he's not really trusting the hachacham, he's just kind of listening, but he's doing whatever he wants, that doesn't work. It has to be based on a real chachma and figuring out. So therefore, if the Kohen Ro is somach on Asmo, it doesn't work until he's a baki, b'gadim. Interesting. Does the Rambam say they have to be a baki in all areas of Negaim in order to paskin on any area? Or is he saying, respectively, if you know Nige Adam, you can paskin in Nige Adam. If you know Nige b'gadim, you can paskin in Nige b'gadim. Right, how do you read that last line of the Rambam? At least a little bit. The Rambam says, based on the Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin, that you could have smicha l'dvar mesuyamim. The Rambam in Hilcha Sanhedrin. You could get smicha for, and it sounds that way from the Gemara, right? For yater b'choros, and for yadin yadin, yater yater. The Rambam says for ries ksamim. Right? The Rambam in Hilcha Sanhedrin says you could get hora for certain. What about parts of tsaras? So that's the question, how to read this last line of the Rambam, whether you have to know all of them, to pass in any of them, or just each section would be okay too. What if you only know, now this is in Smicha, but you only know 14 of the Malacha Shabbos. You don't know all the Malacha Shabbos, but these 14 I know codes. Am I authoritative to Paskin on those 14? Or do you say, yeah, they might be different because there might be something that's going on with the other 25 that I'm not realizing? But again, how limited are you in terms of that? Interesting. Okay, Saras, obviously big topic. We'll come back to it later in the Masechta. Hakol Ksheirin L'Kadesh. Everyone can be, the Mishnah says in Parah, everybody can be Mekadesh, meaning mix the paraduma ashes with the mayim. Lasuye mai, l'Rabbi Yehuda, lasuye katan, even a katan can do it, l'Rabbanu lasuye isha. Ditznan, hakok she'en l'kadesh, chutz v'cherishot v'katan, the Tanakhama excludes cherishot v'katan, but includes a woman. Rabbi Yehuda machshe v'katan, uposel b'isha u'be'androgynous, based on psukim. Hakok she'en l'hazos, who could actually be mazeh the ashes of the paraduma on the tameh? Lasuye mai, lasuye arel. Even an arel can't do it. Even though an arel cannot do avoda, and an arel can't eat truma, but they can do this function. Kidra balazar. The amar balazar, arel shehiza, haza aso, ksheira. Right, what's an arel? So, machlokes all over Shas. Rashi here follows his shita. Rashi says, arel, mesu echav machmas mila. Right, his brothers had died from mila, and therefore, it's a sakana for him to get bris mila, and therefore, that's an RL. Rabbeinu Tam, in a few places in Shas, quotes, right, the Baal Rishonim, quote, Rabbeinu Tam arguing on his grandfather and saying, no, Mesu Ech Machmas Mila, that's not an RL. If you have no Chiv of Mila because of Sakana, then you're not an RL. Right? And there are different versions. And therefore, what? Therefore, you could eat Truma. And therefore, you could even do the Avoda. And therefore, how far do you take this? But either way, Rabbeinu Tam says, RL means you're scared. You don't want to get Bris Mila. Right, not because that you would not, might not fault you, but you're an RL. But if it's a halachic reason why you can't get bris mila, so then that's not going to be RL. So, machlokas in general, Rebbeinu Tam and Rashi. Hakol shochtin lasuye mai, beginning of chulin. Hakol shochtin. What does that include? There are two of them, v'chad lasuye kusi, v'chad lasuye yisrael mumar. One to include a kusi, as long as you give him a sharp knife. And there's no reyesa there. But you could include a kusi and a Yisrael mumar. Some say this only means a Yisrael a mumar l'te'ovo, not a mumar l'hachas. Good. Hakol malal eretz Yisrael. Everyone is malal eretz Yisrael. You could bring up others to eretz Yisrael. End of ksubis. La suye mai, la asuye avadim. To include avadim, what does this thing mean? A couple of different opinions. Rashi here says that if there is an eved kenani, mahul, right, Yisrael Eved Kanani Mahul Limkar Verotza HaEved Shlo Yim Kirendo Ela Eretz Yisrael Kovet Esrabo Laha Aloso. Right, if the Eved only wants to be sold in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi in Ksubis, Tosis quotes Rashi in Ksubis, it means the Adon Kibah Machriach and Eved Ivri to be Olal Eretz Yisrael. Machloka, so we don't want Eved Kanani, and who's forcing who? Rashi here is that the Eved Kanani could force the Adon to sell him in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi in Ksubis, the Adon could force the Eved Ivri to make Aliyah with him. Tosis here quotes another day up. Okay, but that's lasuya avadim. Olamanda tani avadim behedya. And if you say avadim is explicit in the Mishnah there in Ksubis, lasuya mais, what is the phrase including? Lasuya minanove hayafe lenove hara. Even going to a less beautiful area. Right? That also, the halacha applies to go from a beautiful area in Chutz La'aretz to a beautiful, non-beautiful area in Eretz Yisrael, if there can be such a thing of a non-beautiful area. But either way, that is also included. Veda kol motziin, and not everyone could force to go out. Lasuye, opposite. Eved shebarach v'chutz la'aretz v'aretz, somebody that, an eved that runs away and goes to Eretz Yisrael, you can't force him to go out. Good. Hakol malu Yerushalayim, lasuye, minava yafa l'nava ra. Same thing, the Mishnah then the Ksubis. You can be malu Yerushalayim going from another yafet even to another ra. Vena kol motziin, lasuye mai, lasuye minava ra, l'nava yafa, even going to something more beautiful. You cannot force someone to go out. Right? Yerushalayim. Is there a bigger mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim than to live in Eretz Yisrael outside Yerushalayim? Is there a yishuv Yerushalayim? Obviously, there's more kedusha. Is there an idea? Reb Moshe has a ha'ara in Parshas Va'eschanan on Ebrana ve'ere es ha'aretz hatova. Goes says, I want to go in. He says, Af the la bar mitzvos, become a mitzvah shagam, shiratza aflios oaf. Remember the medrash at the end of Devarim Rabbah? Let me be a bird that flies into Eretz Yisrael. If he's a bird, he can't do mitzvos. Obviously, he doesn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael just for the mitzvos if he wants to be a bird. Says Reb Moshe, de etzem lios b'makam ha-kedusha hu davar gadol. Not that it's more of a mitzvah, but it's an inyan. It's a davar gadol to be in a place of kedusha. Mikivan shehashem yisbarach hikdish makam ze, yesh lehishtada liosham. Wow. Because Hashem was sanctified the spot, try to be there. Upashut shegam ha-mitzvah hi b'shvil ze ladur b'makam ha-kedusha. Afshal yizdami lo lekaim sham mitzvahs ha-tulios ba'aretz. V'lachein gam yesh mitzvah b'Yerushalayim yoser mi b'shar Eretz Yisrael. Af deleka mitzvah satulias b'Yerushalayim levad ha-mitzvahs d'bayi choma. Shekol adam k'sheish lo mechuyiv lavo. Nimsa she'etzem adira eno maybe yeser mitzvos. V'rak b'shal ha-kedusha hi ha-mitzvah. But still, again, because it's not an actual chiyuv, then other factors also come into account. Right? There's the counter pressure in terms of the best place to bring up your kids and mechulu. V'nira bazeh gam inyan gadol ta'af. Bidvarim gashmiim shayach lehiskadesh im hu ratzon Hashem yisbarach. V'lo yomar ha'adam shorak v'nyanim ruchaniim shayach kedusha v'gavlus. Right now, even dvarim gashmiim v'chulu, and he continues, importance, harer Moshe in the drash Moshe in v'eschanam. Good. We could have a whole shiur on Yerushalayim, but not for now. Hakol chayevim besukkah. Karnim levim yisraelim pshita. Everybody's chayevim in sukkah. Obviously, why would I have thought otherwise? Ihani lo machayvi, man machayvi. Who's going to be chayev? Kohanim itzrichale. The chiddush is even kohanim are chayev in sukkah. Why? Saka da dachamina. Hov v'ksiv. We're talking about the kohanim in the Yerushalayim serving in the base of Mikdash. Hov v'ksiv basukas teishvu. V'yamar mar teishvu shivas yamim kein taduru. The halacha teishvu kein taduru madira ish v'ishto av sukkah ish v'ishto. Just like a husband and wife usually live together in their house, so too in the sukkah, husband and wife. V'hani kohanim hol b'nei avoda ninu. The kohanim are not with their wives the week they're doing the avoda. Why? Because if they're with their wives, they become a balkari, they're tame, they can't do the avoda, they have to wait. So they're not with their wives during that week. So lo lachayvu. So since they don't have regular ke'ein taduru, so maybe they're patur from sukkah totally. So kamash malan, we don't say that. Need the patur b'shas avoda, shlo b'shas avoda, chiyuv v'mechayvi. Right, when they're not doing the avoda, maybe at night, so maybe if they're not good, if they're not there, it's not their beis av tomorrow, maybe they're shlo b'shas avoda, they are going to be chayiv. Good. Midi dehavya holchei drachim. Similar to holchei drachim. It's a limited p'tur. Damar mar holchei drachim bayom p'turin menasukah bayom p'turin menasukah bayom chayiv malayla. Meaning when you're not actually involved in the mitzvah, so then you would be chayiv. Right? That's a big sugya of osik b'mitzvah, patur ben mitzvah. That's one of the sources. Rashi here. B'nei avoda ninu. Vein yecholon ladur ish v'ishto b'sukah. She'in iskakin l'nishoseim. Derami alei avodas haregel. Eima lo nechayivu. And therefore they wouldn't be together. Right? The Rama quotes the Minhag in many. In Eretz Yisrael, it's pretty common to sleep in the sukkah. But in Chutz La'aretz, it's not so common. The Rama quotes a couple of reasons why the Minhag in Chutz La'aretz is very often not to sleep in the sukkah. But one of them is based on connected to this Gemara. Yesh omer mishab tzina, it's cold, and it's misar patam on a sukkah. V'li nireh, mishab de mitzvah sukkah ish ubeso ish v'ishto. Kederach shudar kol hashana. Ubemakam shalo yuchal yishonim ishto, she'en lo sukkah, miyuchedes pater. You don't have your own sukkah. The husband and wife have to sleep together in the sukkah. So that is maybe why it's this rotation kein daduru. You want to live in the sukkah if you can, so you're pater from the sukkah. And therefore, if you don't have a separate sukkah, so then it is pater. The Vilna Gaon argues on this. That's not a good reason to be to pater. The Magen Avraham is malamid zchus on the olam for other reasons, because you're mitztaer if you can't sleep next to your wife. Not just that you can't have regular life, but you're mitztayer, right? And therefore, you're a pater. There, the Bir Halacha discusses here. He has a suffix. What about if you have your own? What if you have your own sukkah? A husband and wife have their own sukkah. The Shulchan Aruch paskens, you're not allowed to do any tashmish bazui in the sukkah. That's what the Rama says. V'al yaseh shum tashmish bazui b'sukkah kedei shlo yu mitzvos bezui yasalav. You can't be the tashmish bazui. Or like the Rishonim say, like, well, cleaning your pots, v'chulu. What about tashmish amita? What about husband and wife if they have the private sukkah and tzvias and whatever? So, bir halacha, v'tashmish amita lo mikri tashmish bazui. To who bichlal teishu kein daduru? V'gam be'etzem lo mikri tashmish bazui. V'ashu mekayim mitzvah zaseisho, puravu, v'ona, v'chulu. So technically, if one has such a private sukkah like that, that would be something that is relevant. Good. And then we have at the end here, holchei drachim. There are two tshuvas of Rav Moshe. Ochei drachim, right? Technically, bizman hazeh, we don't rely on this p'tur, right? Anybody goes on tiulim and goes on trips, then they make sure that they have a, they either eat only shahakol, or they make sure there's a sukkah there. I know that's a minhag of Bnei Yisrael, our tzaddikim and chasidim, and we rely, we're machmir, even though technically, ochei drachim are p'tur minha sukkah. But if somebody has a plane ride, so maybe it's impossible. Somebody has to take a flight during sukkahs. Ramosha talks about, but technically, according to Meikar Adin, that you're putter from a sukkah, if you're holchei drachim, are you allowed to go on a, find a business trip? That's what they were talking about in the days of old. But what about just taking a teal? So Rav Moshe discusses first in Eben Ezer, first in Arachayim Gimel Tadi Gimel, he's very not into teulim. He says, what are you going on a teal for? Stam lesanik bialma. Shalo liyo mistaver lani yisadi to asur. Right, holchei drachim, they were going for business, but here you're just going stam l'tiul l'sanik ba'alma shein l'zeh shum tzarech eino klum mashu b'shul tavaso v'an aso haya yotzi mi'beso kibish l'oso yitzi aso af mi'beso l'tzarech. That's in Arachayim Gimel Tzadi Gimel. But then later on in Eben Ezer Dal Alam Ebeis, he backs off a little bit. Maybe they talked to him about it, and he says here in Eben Ezer here Ches in Alam Ebeis Ches. He says, Ulai, maybe this is your only time you're on vacation, the only time the whole family's off. Well, you went to Eretz Yisrael, you want to see Eretz Yisrael. Ulai kabanaso le'echa mechutz la'aret, shabal zman katzal Eretz Yisrael. Shakol tircha gadol avotzah yisa gadol b'shul herwoz aliris, kol Eretz Yisrael. Right, you only have a few days. So then he says, maybe I understand. I understand. Ve'ein lo alzeh rakim emuatim, ulai etzlo utzarech mamish, lo le'inyin tiyo v'ano ba'alma el shalom niftar b'shul anaso yoser v'chulu. And he talks about it, then he says, la'avdavka Eretz Yisrael. No Salem Medina Acheres, so people want to see. And I saw others, Rabbi Yashav, others talk about maybe there's a little more flexibility in terms of the tzarech. You want to spend time with the family. That's also a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. But again, Lamaisa, we generally are machmir. Hakol chayavim b'tzitzis. Kohanim liyim v'yisraelim shita. Obviously, tzitzis. Kohanim mitzrich lay. Sakda dechamina. Hoav v'ksev lo silba shanis gedilim ta'aselacha. Mandalo yishri kelayim lagabei. Bilavisha. Hudim chayav v'mitzvah tzitzis. Kelayim and tzitzis are next to each other. So maybe those who are not allowed to wear kelayim have to wear tzitzis. Vahani kohanim, hol v'ishri kelayim l'gabayel ol l'chayvu. Maybe kohanim are allowed to have kelayim. Right? The avnet, Rashi quotes, has kelayim. Right? And therefore there are others of the kohen gadol also. So kamash malan, nihid ishri b'idan avoda, b'idan avoda, lo ishri. No. Shalom b'shas avoda, it's not mutter. And therefore they are included in people who are obligated in the Isser of Kilayim, right? The last Rambam Raivin in Hilchas Kilayim talk about this, B'shas Avodah, Shlo B'shas Avodah, Hutra Dechuya, big sugi, not for now. Hakol Chayavim B'Tfilin, Kornim Levim V'Yisraelim, Pshita, again, what's obvious, Tfilin, Kornim B'Srichale, Chiddush is the Kornim. Sagat Adachamina Hol, V'Ksiv V'Kshatam Lo Seyadecha, V'Zvoz B'Neinecha, called the Isa B'Mitzvah the Yad, Isa B'Mitzvah the Rosh. You might think, only if you're Mechuyiv in the Yad, are you Chayav in the Rosh. V'hani kohanim, hova lesnu b'mitzvah diyad. Kohanim can't wear tefillin shal yad. Why? D'chsev yilbash al basaro. Shlo yidavar chotzitz bein olvein basaro. The tefillin will be a chatitza between the ktones and the arm. So you can't put tefillin, right? Just like you can't have a chatitza for tefillin, you can't have a chatitza for the big thing of huna. So you might think, eva mitzvah d'rosh na'am yilov l'chayvi. Kamash malon d'lo ma'akvi yadadi. Kamash malon, they're not ma'akiv each other. Kidasad, as the Mishnah says in Menachos, tefillah shal yad ina ma'akev shal rosh, v'shal rosh ina ma'akev shal yad. So does that give off of whether it's counted as one or two in the 613? The Rambam does count it as two, but they're not ma'akev each other. The rush here in Etshuva says, is a raya from here, that, again, Gemara says beferish, that you cannot put the tefillin on under the big day, the ketones. One second, another option. Why don't you put it on top of the ketones? Why doesn't the Gemara have that option? It must be clear from this Gemara that there's an issue of chatzitza by tefillin shal yad too. That's the rush. The rush is not so clear of it. Machlokas Rishonim. There's chatzitza by tefillin shal yad, shal rosh. Is there an issue of chatzitza by tefillin shal yad? That's a machlokas in the Rishonim. We're machmir to assume that there is. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chav Zayin. Simen Chav Zayin, all the laws of tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch says, lo yehei davar chotzeis bein tefillin lebsaro, lo shna shal yad, v'lo shna shal rosh. What is he emphasizing? He's quoting that Rush. Harush me'ahi da'arachin. Gimel. Right? The Rush says that that's how you read for this Gemara. That's the tshuva of the Rush. Here, I brought the tshuva. Klau shlishi. He says, dash etzarachli da'arachotzeitz beitfilin l'rosho beitfilin l'zroho. And as he quotes the Gemara in Zvachim and Erech in here, that there can't be a Devar Chotzeis. V'isagadash yin chazid boselz betfilin, and yet tfilin alamitz nefes. V'alaz roa, ala kutonis. Because the Gemara didn't say that, it must be there's issues of chatzitza by both. Again, a lot more tfilin. Let's just finish this. U'maishta diyad, d'chsev yobasha basaro, rosh da'am iksiv, v'santa besefes al rosho. So why is the rosh any better? There's an issue of chatzitza there too. Answer, Tana Sa'aro Hayanira bin Tislamis Nefes, Shashaminiat Tfilin. There was space on the head of the Kohen Gadol for the Mitznefes and the Tzitz and the Tfilin. And surely for other Kohanim who did not wear the Tzitz, there was enough room. Last section. Again, I apologize that we can't go further into this, but there's every line here is jam-packed. Hakol chayavim b'tkiyah shofar, kohanim leviyim yisraelim. Pshita, obviously have to hear shofar. Kohanim itzrichlei. Kohanim is the chiddush. Salkadai dachamina ho, v'ksiv yom trua yelachem, mandales ela b'tkiyah dachad yom chayiv. You're chayiv in the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah if you only earn the shayach in the world of shofar one day. V'hani kohanim ho, v'istu b'tkiyah kule shasa. Kohanim are involved in tkiyahs the whole year. So maybe they shouldn't be chayiv in the mitzvah of shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Kamash when they are. Stick more one more line. Me dummy. Hazav chatzotzos v'acha shofar. What do you mean? It's two different things. One of the trumpets, one shofar. So the Gemara says maybe there is another din. Again, it continues. I think we're going to have to stop here, but by Yitzrich. But again, that's the Havamina of Kohanim. Again, all these Havaminas to figure out exactly how seriously they are. But again, amazing. They might not be in the mitzvah of shofar, they might not be in the mitzvah of tzitzis, of fill and v'chulu. But either way, we'll stop here by Itzrich. You know what? Let's just do one more line. Itzrich, Sagada the Chamina Hol Vatan Shava Yahayovel, Rosh Hashanah, Letzkiya, Lebrachos, Deisa, B'mitzvahs Yovel, Isa, B'mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah. Because you see, Chazal compare Rosh Hashanah and Yovel. So you might put them all together. So if they're connected to Isa and Yovel, Isa and Rosh Hashanah, the less of B'mitzvahs Yovel, less of B'mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah. So and therefore, Hani Kohani, Hovel, lesser B'mitzvahs Yovel, Kohanim aren't included in all the mitzvahs of Yovel. Did Tanan. We'll have this later on, Be'ez Hashem, in the Masechta. Kohanim Leviyim Mochrim La'olam V'golam La'olam. They have different rules of Yovel by Kohanim in terms of their buying and selling. Eima B'mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah Nami Lo L'chayvu. Kamash Malan, they are. Nihi D'lesnu Bashmadas Karka Bashmadas Ksafim Bishiluah Chavadim Yisnu. They are included in part of the mitzvahs of Yovel, and therefore they're included in Shofar of Rosh Hashanah as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Again, I mentioned the next couple of days are going to be a little bit more tricky in terms of until we get settled next week in our in the summer schedule, but we'll have to play it by ear. And again, feel free to look at the new on the OU website, the new Jewish history related to the Daf, which should have started already. Okay, we'll stop here.